I don't know shit about crypto, but I keep hearing about this BGC podcast.
You heard of Bitcoin? Send that bread, my nigga.
And the Tate campaign appreciates your support.
Welcome back, y'all. It's the Big Game and Crypto Podcast. Your host, Crypto Keys, back with episode 71. Look, we ain't gonna do too much crypto this evening, man. Big Game. Get money in crypto. Crashing out. That's what I want to talk about. A lot of crashing out been going on, man. You know, first motherfucker started off with this whole motion and being active. You niggas do know that all this shit done led to you niggas crashing out, right? I'm just, you know, just hoping and assuming y'all doing the math while you active. But the crash out rate is high. You got people jumping over banisters over, you know, at judges. You know what I'm saying? It's just getting wild. You know what I'm saying? No self-control. Motherfuckers is just, you know, just loose, man. 9 times out of 10, the motherfuckers you kicking it with on some fuck shit when you ain't around. Big Game. You know what, I really started to peep this shit when, you know, I get around certain cats and shit like that. You know, they get the yapping about, you know, throwing the pictures online. You know what I'm saying? I got this for sale. You know what I'm saying? This shit up. This shit green. Like, come on, man. You stressing out hustles at the end of the day. Exhaustion. You know what I'm saying? That's what all this shit is. Exhausting the resources. That's what we looking at now. Everything you see going on is being exhausted. Models, IG, exhausted. Like, come on, man. What, no longevity in none of this shit that's going on. Which is bringing the reason for folks crashing out, not knowing what the hell to do next. Big Game. Now, when I was, you know, doing the bullshit, it wasn't about crashing out, man. It was more or less so about getting the bag, man, without the violence. It's like nowadays, it's you know, you got to get angry to get the bag. At least that's what, you know, drill. All this shit is bringing anger before the bag, man. Damn, I hate to put shit in so, you know, Big Game terms, but y'all gonna make me spill this shit, nigga, like milk. Like, come on, man. Looking at these folks, man, these folks done exhausted the money too. Listen, man, these white folks done got to the point where they don't know what to buy. When in reality, they could be buying the shit you niggas coming up with. But some of these niggas ain't making nothing. Big Game. Ain't making nothing for nobody to buy, but still consuming somehow. How you consuming and ain't putting in? Look, I come from the Chuck E. Cheese era, nigga. You had to put in a token to get something out. Big shit. Get money in crypto. Stanley Cups from Starbucks. Come on, man. Y'all don't let these white folks get bored to where they buying cups for $200.
I'm here
Meanwhile, chicks wanna steal twerk and shit like that and buy $10,000 wigs. Big shit. Niggas still buying chains and shit like that and busting them down. Shit ain't worth nothing, family, if it all went down. All this impressing. Come on, man, next thing you know, these white folks gonna sell y'all toothpicks and name them Dior. Big game. I mean, shit, they doing all the dancing in the world out there in Ghana, Kenya, routines, Jamaica. What's wrong with some of you women going down there if y'all gonna, you know, wanna dance all damn day? Bills due, harassing niggas, niggas leaving the house, ain't coming back. The nigga was lost before you got with him. Big game. You crashing out now, selling whatever you got to sell, doing what you got to do. Meanwhile, he doing whatever with whoever. Come on, man, the mess. Your shit spilling all over the table, man. Big game. You know, the reality TV / reality shit. Gossip. Girl, this to happen. Y'all got to get past that shit, man. Now y'all got these niggas gossiping. That's why I ain't got friends now, man. I ain't finna talk about other this. No, I'ma watch the money. That's why I'm in crypto. Ain't trying to watch nothing else. Get tied into these people's dramas, man. Just think this is a film? Cameras around every day or something, man? From my understanding, we all got cell phones, so I guess we all shooting our own movie. Motherfucker, I'm not in yours. I ain't trying to be. At the end of the day, man, motherfuckers I fuck with bringing something to the table. Rather it's an idea, nigga, something they got cooking or already doing. On that porch action and shit, sitting there and talking and ain't executing, man. I'm trying to get ahead of the game before they do. Big game. A lot of you motherfuckers gonna get left behind doing the fuck shit. In and out of prison. Next thing you know, they gonna come up with a mechanism for you niggas to where you ain't gonna make it out. Ain't gonna be no date coming home, man. What you think them gates there for, man? Soon enough, it ain't gonna be no way out. And this is to my niggas that's in the jam. And keep going back to the jam, man. This shit ain't worth it, family. It's 24. Whatever niggas is risking for them kids and shit like that, if Shorty sitting up here letting you risk your shit like that, man, you need to go on and leave that. Don't leave that, family. You need to be around some shit that's gonna motivate you to get about that. Get you out that mold, man. All that cellulite niggas sitting up here getting counterfeited in real time, man. Big shit. Oh, it's gonna be a good year for sure. As long as I'm dropping shit like this, yeah. Salute Cat Williams. You got to be a voice out here, man. Motherfuckers ain't even gotta see you nowadays, man. Half the folks ain't got no voice to begin with. I ain't on no King or Malcolm shit at all. Don't get it twisted, man. I salute them prophets and I let them be. But this new shit, let's get it. Let's get it. I'll knock the hustle, don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? I know it's dire times and, you know, niggas need to do what they need to do. I respect that wholesomely. If that's what you was doing coming up. Now let's get into that. What I mean by coming up is 15, 16, 18, 21. 30s and shit like that, then okay. But you niggas that's starting to sell dope around 30-ish, 20, what is you niggas doing, man? I'm starting to think y'all getting influenced by the music and the stuff that's on the internet. You know, stuff that influenced us as 18-year-olds. And we got in trouble and knew not to get influenced by it. You niggas is double the age. And it ain't no difference. Come on, man. Influence. Influencers. Even they crashing out on lives. Come on, man. See this shit every day. People showcasing you their lifestyles, how they done. Listen, these folks got to keep up with this, man. Y'all in the comments making 100 pages just to slander motherfuckers. Knowing that these people are vulnerable and gonna check these comments and get offended. See, this is why you can't come off weird and sus and weak on the internet. Big game.
Get money and crypto. Crypto. Crypto.
The internet is the new therapy. Everybody, you know, lashing out via online. Nah, family, go get some real help. You know, go on to Pine Rest or somewhere and get you a therapist. You know, do something actually effective. The internet ain't therapy. And most of you motherfuckers gonna realize that shit 5-10 years from now after y'all keep seeing the videos of yourselves unraveling all in one spiral. Once you start to really see your shit in consolidation, yeah, that part. Cause y'all done, released enough footage of yourselves, snotty nose and shit like that, red eye. They got enough footage on you motherfuckers to make y'all crash out right now. Facts. Just based off of all those emotions that y'all recorded and put online. Now how grand is that? Evil promising. Y'all don't make me go here. Don't make me do this. Got to protect your likeness. Oh, Keith, why you ain't live and shit? Why you ain't showing face? Nigga, I don't show feet, man. Niggas carbon footprint all over the internet, man. Plus, I'm the type to wait for the bag anyways before I do anything of that nature. Audio body. The fuck? All my game be crypto anyways. So between that, trading, come on, man, I ain't got time to be showing face. Big game. At least not right now. But yeah, man, people are exhausting certain content tools. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with showcasing yourself. You know, everybody want that broadcasting. You know, that broadcast, you know, channel. Everybody want that, you know, that slot. Which is cool, you know, fine dandy, you know. You got the right sponsors and stuff like that. Go on, rock. But it's the sponsors for me. Some of you niggas sitting up here just recording, putting shit online. And it's coming off like broke mixtape rapper shit. Come on, man. Podcasting and rapping is starting to cohesive a little bit, man. Salute to EYL out here. Them niggas look, my guys look like rappers. And they just giving educational game. Come on, y'all. It's time to elevate, man. All this side backing, backtracking, and using old methods and shit, nigga. Like, who on that? Like, for real, who on that, man? All that 2019, look, everything from the pandemic up till now, man. It ain't 2019, Lord, nigga, we ain't on that. Mechanisms don't even match. Algorithm different. This ain't 2018, man. Big game.
Get money and crypto. Crypto.
And I'm just saying, you know, the pandemic changed perspectives up till now. Niggas ain't the same as they was before the pandemic. I'ma just be real. And if some of y'all are the same, then, you know, salute. Damn, y'all got through some trauma. But I ain't got through that shit. And I'ma just be real. They pushed up the dollar, pushed it down, all this weird shit. Listen, I ain't the one to toy with. So it ain't no, oh, it was just the pandemic, oh, the flu. Nigga, no. Ain't nobody showcasing that type of weakness. Big game. But anyways, you got Trump sitting up here going against the CBDs. You know, the digital, the counterfeit crypto is what I call it. CBDCs, yeah. Come on, man. It's a war going on. May not be in person, but it's online. I know some of y'all looking for it to be in person, like the old days. I just told y'all, it ain't 2018. Listen, they gonna make moves in ways that we ain't used to. That's the difference. That's why we watch the money. That's why we listen to these politicians. May not fully pay attention, but we listening. We know motherfuckers is scamming states. New York can't even get the money they need. Rats is all over the place. Come on, man. It's gonna get to the point where them shit's gonna mutate over there. Godzilla and shit. Next thing you know, Netflix signing, making movies in New York. Man, come on, man. Not for the games. Eric Adams over there begging for money, nigga. You sounding like a pastor now. Big game. Mm-hmm. Don't think I ain't hip. Don't think I ain't hip for a second, man. State officials, I heard Gretchen Whitmore, I heard y'all can't get on TikTok. She the only one that can get on the platform if you working for her. I see y'all little coats and shit y'all doing and shit like that. I mean, it's kind of obvious. They got the internet now. Niggas can't hide shit like in the 80s. Back when my mom and then, you know, back when in a time when shit was getting finessed. But it seems like they want to use these same tactics and fumble in real time. Go on and crash out. My money's betting on it anyways. Crash out. Reset this shit. Like how I used to reset the video game. Blow the cartridge and shit and bash the controller because I was mad. Reset the game. Reset the motherfucking game. The gap between wealth is extremely vast and widely unapproachable due to the fact that it's due to the fact that I'm not resetting and recalibrating things. Everything being one-sided. Then you wonder why all this crime and bullshit going on, because there ain't no funds circulating in that area, man. Just because motherfuckers wearing, putting that shit on, don't mean they area got that money. Motherfuckers is flossing their last dime, man. Big game. Blacks ain't had money that motherfucking long to sit up here and think the longevity of this shit was gonna last. Really? At the end of the day, we're going to have to come to reality at the fact that these blue faces and this money and all this shit didn't link as a collective and individuals coming together because the money wasn't meant to. Going to have to realize this shit after a while. wondering why black folks don't get together and make it happen, and why frustrations, anger, hate get involved. It's because that shit was brought up with the money. Steal blood on that money. You ain't really made that money for real. That money has history, man. That's why you can't keep it in your hands. That's why it's easy as it's gotten, as easy as it's gone. That's why taxes is involved. Everything's a stretch to get it. Everything's a stretch, man. You gotta get it. What you mean? Can't sit in the house, right? Can't press shorty for a couple dollars, right? Nah, you got to go get yours, man. But if you putting your faith and you praying over that face on that dot, on them bills, on those bills, man, if that's what you praying every day to and want every day, it ain't gonna happen. You praying to the wrong one, family. And it's gonna hit home when that money go back to the original owner. Big game.
Get money in crypto.
They done hit y'all with the casino method. They done gave out a whole bunch of wages, chips, perhaps. They made y'all come in their building and play the game. Come on, man. The casino method. But now, shit, the way Gen Z playing out, they ain't gonna play that game too much longer, nigga. Them chips ain't adding up. Machines is old. Software different. Time to reset the game or crash out, which I think a lot of these companies gonna do. But hey, that's what happens when you exhaust resources. Come on, man. China set up here and made damn near everything we using. Got lazy, we got fat. Country got fat, man. Why the others work? I can't attest to slaughtering, but think that's what happened to pigs, right? A lot to sit on, think about. I know everybody was excited. 24, let's get it, you know, a lot of foolishness poking out. Hey, it's time to adjust. It ain't time to stop what you're doing. Might have to pivot, do it differently. Whatever you got to do, but do it. The fuck, just because the mayhem happening, this shit just recalibrating because it don't know what else to do. We gotta do the doing before they do. Big game. Just make sure y'all ain't falling for them buck-breaking techniques. Listen, cooning, selling out, etc. We done lost a vast amount of the community because of those. A vast amount. Just out here lost souls. But you know, we a strong culture. We keep it moving. We know we can't save everybody. But the breaking of the culture ain't gonna be so much as a ease as it once was. Big game. I just got into it with a huge company. We got into a partnership. They, you know, 600 some million plus or whatever. But I got into the facts of that black company partnering with a company that had the funds, but the faces just were questionable. Not saying the companies are bad, but I do say that we do take whatever they give. Big game, and this is before the community seems to even have a hand on it. Come on, man, you got to be out here like FUBU. As lame as niggas probably thought that was, I was on it. That shit was everywhere in the streets. But you people that's hiding these products and brands and shit, trying to get these deals and ain't coming to the community first and getting that mass approach, I'm gonna get slaughtered, man. Slaughtered in the comments, all that. By motherfuckers like me. Big game.
Get money and crypto.
But I'll say that for another episode, because I think that conversation is still ongoing, if you know what I mean. If I went and checked my page, they might reply to my latest post. So I might just wait to another episode to talk more on that. But yeah, y'all, we gotta shift the narrative a little bit. I'm noticing a lot of crashing out, and we don't want that to become an algorithm. It's kind of how a TV show, Mad TV Football, for example, a whole bunch of crazy shit going on this channel. Come on, man, y'all giving them content to put on the channel. Y'all got to know when y'all giving them too much, man. Got to know when you giving that algorithm too much motherfucking sauce. I mean, come on, man. They done let the scam, you know, the scammers out here now. They done, you know, you can't see their faces. You can't see their faces. Look, scamming and dope selling is two different things. This is why I mentioned the whole thing earlier of an old mechanism being used now. They not showing faces now, because they adjusting to the internet. And now you looking at your account and it's drained. And you can't even put a face on it. But you can call the bank and they refund your money, depending on how long you on hold. Come on, man. Automated messages. Don't sit and talk to robots your whole life. Kids scamming you for millions. What you think? And that'll do it, y'all. I want to thank y'all for tapping into the Big Game and Crypto Podcast, episode 71. If you done listened through the whole joint, come on now. I'm gonna start giving chills in a minute along with this crypto. Listen, we got the spotlight, man. Ball in our court. We gonna tell it how it is, man. I'll catch you on the pass. But until then, man, y'all be safe out here, man. Everybody crashing out seem like, you know, following these lingos. They done went from active demotion to crashing out, man. Y'all better pay attention, big game.
Donations, 5 bands. Send it in Bitcoin to my private account.
Whatever, tell me.